So this is the farm.
This is the farm, 15th Street Farm in St. Petersburg, in the heart of St. Pete.
You really are in the heart of St. Pete. And I honestly drove around the block several times going, where is this place? And then here it is. It's like an oasis in the desert. So can you just describe where we are? How large is the property? And what? Paint a picture for me. What goes on here?
Originally, 9 years ago, it was a vacant lot. And because they couldn't make a parking lot for Tropicana Field, the city wouldn't allow it, we turned it into an urban farm. And we've brought in a lot of yard waste from the city, composted yard waste. We've brought in about 300 tons. So we are recycling waste from the city and making very healthy soil. And we're growing vegetables, and it is our main mission is to be an educational resource for the community. But we're also in the process of building an events barn with a commercial kitchen, and we're going to have some cooking classes, field to fork dinners, and nutrition classes.
That is so cool. Now, when you say we, who do you mean?
It's, you know, you don't do these things alone. There is a whole group of volunteers. There is somebody who is financing it, who's made it all possible. And what we do is tasting tours of the garden. And people are blown away by the number of different flavors and textures from the vegetables that they experience over 30 or 50 feet. Because we grow a lot of things that people are not used to finding in the supermarket.
Can we walk and talk?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So here we have shishito peppers. And the shishito peppers are absolutely wonderful grilled in a cast iron pan or on a grill with a little bit of olive oil. After you take them off the grill, you add a little bit of olive oil, salt and pepper, maybe a little bit of Parmesan or a little Sriracha sauce, and it is an absolute treat.
I like that right off the bat with the cooking tips. Okay, let's keep going.
And the fresher they are, the better they are.
It doesn't get any fresher than this.
No, that's right. And behind you, we have some collards. Next to you...
Whoa, can we just stop on the collards? The collards are like half my height. How do you get everything so robust?
We don't do it. Mother Nature does it. Here, we don't grow vegetables. We take care of the soil. And nature grows the vegetables.
Give me some tips for taking care of the soil, because I try to grow stuff at home and it does not come out like this. Well, what am I doing wrong?
Because in Florida, we have a lot of sand and you need to add a lot of organic material and you need to add fungi and bacteria to break it down to make the nutrients available to the plants.
For people who want to start something like this in their own neighborhood, what's the first step?
If you have a problem with your car, you don't ask volunteers to fix it, or there are consequences. If you want to start an urban farm, you can start with volunteers, but you need some professional help.